Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. We're happy that you can be here today. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
And today we're talking about something very special. We're talking about...
Cosmetics! 化粧品のことですね。Also called makeup.
Kay. Sounds boring.
No!
Cosmetics? Makeup? Men are not interested in cosmetics.
But cosmetics are very important in our world. Like, why do women wear makeup? What kind of cosmetics are popular? People spend a lot of money on cosmetics. People in which countries especially like makeup? Let's talk about cosmetics. 皆さんこんにちは。今日は皆さん大好き化粧品のお話です。
This is something that the men, it's like another foreign language. More difficult than Chinese.
No, gender discrimination. It's sexism. Some men do makeup recently, actually.
Right. And actually, it's very important that men understand about cosmetics just to widen their intelligence.
そうです。視野をね、広げるためにね、ちょっと聞いてください。ちょっとここでメジャーなお化粧品の種類についてお話ししたいと思います。So let me tell you about some of the major types of cosmetics.
Okay, what are some of the major types of cosmetics?
Lipstick?
That's probably the most common,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, みんな知ってるよね。
Right?
And maybe the second one is concealers. It hides your bad things on your, like, あのニキビの跡とかね。
Okay, right. So concealers.
Concealers.
To conceal means to hide,
so,
right?
そう、隠すってことですね。
For example, he concealed some money.That was stolen or something like that.
Yeah.
But these are concealing things on the skin.
Yes. And powders to make your skin look more smooth.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the skin looks smooth, right?
And deodorants.
Okay.
これは汗の匂いとかを含むんですね。
Okay. Deodorants.
Yeah.
Deodorants hide bad smells. Okay.
Yes. And perfumes. これは香水ですね。
Okay. They make you smell good.
Yes,
right.
Yes. And hair colors to make your hair look good.
Okay.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And final one is eye makeup to make your eyes look more like bright, wider, or cute.
Okay,
yes.
Everyone got all those words. We got lipstick, concealers, powders, deodorants, perfumes, hair colors, and eye makeup. Kay, I have a question for you. Which country do you think in the world uses the most cosmetics? What's your guess? The sales are the highest.
China?
You're pretty close. China is number two.
Wait. Korea.
No. Korea is not in the top.
Really?
But anyways, number one is the United States.
Okay.
About $90 billion a year, the United States, right? They use the most cosmetics, but actually China is number two.
Okay.
With about $62 billion a year.
Okay.
And number three is Japan.
Ooh,
in the world, right? About $38 billion per year. So about half the total sales of China, right?
Uh-huh.
Even though the population is a lot less than China,
right?
And number four on the list is Brazil.
Yes.
A little bit under Japan. So people in Brazil use a lot of cosmetics.
Uh-huh.
And number five is Germany.
Really?
Yeah, people in Germany.
I thought it would be France.
France might be a little bit after that.
Okay.
And one more question for you, Kay.
Okay.
What are some major cosmetics company names? Do you know any?
Shiseido.
Shiseido, right. Shiseido.
Chanel.
Okay.
And Dior.
Those are
all what I know.
Good. I'll tell you just a few more. Everybody knows these, and I'm sure you'll remember too. One is L'Oreal, right?
L'Oreal.
That's their French, right? And also we have Estee Lauder.
Okay.
Right? And Procter & Gamble.
知らんな。
And Johnson & Johnson. Right.
These
three are American, actually.
Yes.
Estee Lauder, Procter & Gamble, and Johnson & Johnson. And Amore Pacific is the South Korean one, right?
Okay.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that one? Amore Pacific?
Never.
Okay. And of course, the big Japanese ones are Shiseido, right? They've been around since the beginning of the Meiji period.
What, really?
Right, Shiseido, a long time ago, right? And some big Shiseido brands are like Seabreeze, Senka, something like that, right? And one more famous Japanese company is called Kao.
Kao.
You've heard of that one,
right?
Right. That's right. And so some of their brands are like Biore, Jergens, Goldwell, like that.
はい、ということでちょっとコスメの豆知識でした。みんな覚えてね、especially men. で今日のお話ですが、お友達2人がデパートにコスメを見に来てるっていう話ですね。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Does the man want to go to the cosmetics place? Let's listen.
Sarah, we've been here for an hour already. Why is it taking so long?
Crit, girls and cosmetics are inseparable. It always takes time to find one that suits you.
But you said you just wanted to check out some lipstick. And then, what's this now?
That was the lipstick corner only. Now, I'm checking the eyebrow pencil, okay? Or do you want me to fill my eyebrows with lipstick, huh?
I would love to see that, actually.
That's not funny, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. But I think your eyebrows are perfect already.
Oh boy. You have no idea what you are talking about.
What do you mean? I think you're beautiful without any cosmetics.
Calm down, bro. I'm about to finish.
Hey, I have a question. If all the cosmetics would be gone from this world, and you could only keep one of them, which would you keep?
Good question. I guess eyebrow pencil.
Why is that?
Eyebrows are the crown of the face. You may seem sick without lipstick or eyeliner, but without eyebrow pencil, I'm nothing.
Fair enough. But maybe you can use a normal pencil instead.
Seriously? Like what? A 2B pencil? That's impossible, okay?
You've never tried. You never know.
Anyway, good news. I'm finished.
Yes, finally. That literally took forever.
Come on, it's not that bad, okay? Let's go to the eyeliner corner.
You're kidding me, right?
Nope.
Okay, so again, he's got to go to another area for cosmetics. If he wants her to be the girlfriend or whatever, she needs to go.
Yeah, she needs a lot of time to, you know, there are tons of kinds of, you know, cosmetics in the world. We need time to decide the best one.
Right, time and money.
Yes. で、男の子が、いつまでかかるのっていうふうにまず言ってますね。女の子は、女の子とコスメは切り離せないのっていうふうに言ってます。Inseparable で切り離せないっていうことですね。
Right, so in the dialogue they say that girls and cosmetics are inseparable. You can also say that couple, the boy and the girl, they really love each other. They are inseparable. Like that.
で、会うのを見つけるのには時間がかかるんだからっていうふうに。To suit で、合うってことね、適切なみたいな。
Right, there's such a big variety of cosmetics. You need to find the ones that suit you the best.
で、男の子はちょっと唇を見たいだけだっていう風ってきたのになっていう風にちょっとぼやいて。To check out で見ていくとか確認していくっていうことですね。
Right, the woman said that she was going to just check out some lipstick.
ちょっとだけ見たかっただけ。
But actually, it's taking pretty long, probably.
Yeah, it was a lie. で、女の子は、うん、今度は眉毛描くやつ見てるから、口紅は終わったのっていうふうに、eyebrows して、眉毛という意味ですね。
Right, so sometimes you need some cosmetics for the eyebrows too, to make them look good.
眉毛ペンシルですね。
Right.
で男の子がもう君の眉毛はパーフェクトだから大丈夫っていうふうに。で女の子は何を言ってる To have no idea でわからないってこと
Yes, he said that her eyebrows are perfect already、uh-huh. And of course she says she has no idea what he is talking about Because she disagrees, she thinks、uh-huh. her eyebrows are not perfect
Yeah, like, are crazy? でもう終わるからもう大丈夫だからっていうふうに言ってます Joe, she's saying broDoes this mean like, hey, you, or like, dude, something
yeah,
like
Yeah,
yeah,
like my friend,、uh-huh. Especially to a man,、mm-hmm. hey, bro. It comes from the word brother, right?
Okay,
brother, so、
okay.
very nice friend,、mm-hmm. kind of like that.、Mm-hmm. Especially young people say it these days. When I was young, nobody said, hey, bro.
Oh, really?、
Right, it's kind of、a new word in the last 10 or 20 years, like that.
About to, 動詞の原型で、もうすぐ何々し終わるところという意味ですね。
Woman says that she is about to finish, right? Everybody, when you're going to do something, you can say this. I'm about to have lunch, or I'm about to go home, like that.
で、もしこの世からコスメがなくなって一種類のコスメしか持っていけないとしたら何にするっていうふうにここで謎の質問を男の子がしていますね。この文法ちょっと難しいのでちょっと説明ですけど、この would と could と would をこういっぱい使ってるんですけど、これは時制を一致させるために全部 will と can の過去形をするんですね。
Right, so the man says, if all the cosmetics would be gone from this world,、And you could only keep one of them, which would you keep? Oh, very long, right?
Yeah, it is.
Everyone, if you can do that, you're great. He says, if all the cosmetics would be gone from the world. Actually, in traditional grammar, you could say, if all the cosmetics were gone from the world. That's what your textbook will say.
Right, right, right.
But some people in...conversation use this kind of incorrect grammar. If all cosmetics would be gone from the world and you could only keep one of them, which would you keep?
そうそう。would って言い続けるのがくどいなって思う人は cosmetics were って言ってください。ぜひ。で、女の子は、アイブロウペンシルかなっていうふうに言います。この眉毛を描くことですね。眉毛は顔の極致だものって言ってます。The crown でここでは極致、極みに至ると書いて口とか、あとは一番重要な部分ってことですね。
Right. Usually、a king's crown,
yes,
right?
Yes,
or a queen's crown, crown, right? So something up there, right? So, but here it's the crown of the face, kind of the top of the face, the eyebrows, she said.
で男の子がいや普通の鉛筆でよくないっていうふうに言ってるんですけど女の子は2B 鉛筆とかで書くのは無理だよって言ってます日本語だと 2B って言うんですけど Joe, how do you call this type of pencil?
A 2B pencil
そのままですね
Very easy, right?
Yeah, 2B pencil
Right, sometimes when you take tests you need to use 2B pencils, right?
で女の子が全部眉毛を描くペンシルを見終わったので女の子は終わったよっていうふうにで男の子もうマジで永遠にかかったね時間がっていうふうに literally で文字通りとかマジでってこと
right the man says that literally took forever、it's like actually,
yeah, actually
really right that literally took forever so try to use this word literally sometimes for example I'm really hungryI could literally eat a horse. You're kind of exaggerating.
ちょっと強調してるんですね。
Right, right, right. But you can say it. I am literally dying. It's so cold
yeah,
out there. Yeah. Something like that.
You're thinking that from the bottom of your heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a funny one when you're exaggerating something. Very good, very good.
で、最後の面白い表現ですが、女の子が、よし、アイブロウペンシルのコーナー終わったから、次はアイライナーのコーナーに行こうっていうふうに言って、The eyeliner でアイライナーという意味ですね。
Right, the eyeliner corner. That's part of the store, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to go to an eyeliner corner today?
I'd love to go to the eyeliner corner today.
Okay, and with that, let's listen at natural speed.
で、そしてその後にちょっとジョー先生にコスメについて質問したいと思います。
Oh my goodness.
Sarah, we've been here for an hour already. Why is it taking so long?
Chris, girls and cosmetics are inseparable. It always takes time to find one that suits you.
But you said you just wanted to check out some lipstick. And then what's this now?
That was the lipstick corner only. Now I'm checking the eyebrow pencil, okay? Or do you want me to fill my eyebrows with lipstick, huh?
I would love to see that, actually.
That's not funny, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. But I think your eyebrows are perfect already.
Oh boy, you have no idea what you are talking about.
What do you mean? I think you're beautiful without any cosmetics.
Calm down, bro. I'm about to finish.
Hey, I have a question. If all the cosmetics would be gone from this world, and you could only keep one of them, which would you keep?
Good question. I guess eyebrow pencil.
Why's that?
Eyebrows are the crown of the face. You may seem sick without lipstick or eyeliner, but without eyebrow pencil, I'm nothing.
Fair enough. But maybe you can use a normal pencil instead.
Seriously? Like what? A 2B pencil? That's impossible, okay?
If you've never tried, you never know.
Anyway, good news. I'm finished.
Yes, finally. That literally took forever.
Come on, it's not that bad, okay? Let's go to the eyeliner corner.
You're kidding me, right?
Nope.
So, Joe, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Does your wife take you to the department store to see cosmetics?
Okay.
Like, do you give some advice to her?
Yes, I wish I could, but usually when I go to the department store with her, I wait in the entrance of the department store and read my book.
What?
Yes, I don't even go in the department store.
Really?
I don't like shopping. I hate shopping. And also, a kind of a good thing is that my wife doesn't wear so many cosmetics or makeup, right? Right. So I think that's pretty good.
That's
right. Try to speak about cosmetics and makeup with your friend. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Take care.
Bye.